If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's talk a little bit more about your money with the Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial, David Hochberg. Good morning, David. How are the markets looking so far today?
Mortgage rates, Bob, are up from where they were 30 days ago. So today, if you go to buy a home, you're paying about $750 to $760 per $100,000 of every mortgage that you finance. A month ago, you were at $700. So, you know, you're paying $50 more a month for every $100,000 you borrow. So on a $200,000 loan, you're paying an extra $1,200 a year. On a $400,000 loan, you're paying $200 more a month or $2,400 a year. So the tariff, all the tariff talk, like you mentioned in the previous spot, is having an impact on mortgage rates.
What are you hearing about home prices in this area? And what are you hearing about the inventory?
Yeah, the inventory is still tight, Bob. If you're between like 150 and 750 and your house is in pretty decent shape, you're still getting 6, 7, 8 offers. If you're in the 2-comma range where you're over $1 million, it's slowing down a little bit, but it's still fluid. People are still moving, Bob. You still have to sell homes. People are dying, getting divorced, downsizing, and are in debt. And those are the four D's that people keep into consideration when securing financing on mortgages.
You've talked about bridge loans in the past. Is that a good idea? Well, who is it a good idea for?
So here's what a bridge loan is, Bob. You know, let's say a listener owns a $500,000 home and has a mortgage or doesn't have a mortgage and wants to buy another home before they sell their current house. They could get a bridge loan, which means there will be a lender that would lend them against their current house so they could use that equity to put down on a new house. Challenge is these bridge loans are available, but they are very expensive, Bob. It costs about, I don't know, $1,500 to $2,000 in regular closing costs. And then the bank is going to hit you with one origination point. So on a $300,000 to $400,000 loan, that's an extra $3,000 to $4,000. The better way for our listeners to do that is via a home equity line of credit. I don't know why this waitress next to me is shouting at her clients, so I apologize for that. I'm at Bluebird Restaurant at the University of Iowa picking up my daughter, so I apologize. But the best thing for our listeners to do to save themselves money is to just take their equity out of their home with the home equity line of credit. A lot cheaper, lot less paperwork, and they can have it set up in under a month. Then they don't have to get a bridge loan and save a ton of money on the bridge loan.
Right now, a lot of people are struggling, and credit card debt is going up, isn't it?
Yeah, the credit card debt and this buy now, pay later, it's kind of like the new, you know, free money type deal like we had during the mortgage collapse in 08. It's very scary right now. I saw this morning. I want to share with your listeners. Low-income Americans age 20 to 64 have credit card accounts with debt that's 90-plus days past due, rose 16% in the first quarter of this year, Bob, the highest it's been in 22 years. It's very, very scary. The highest income listeners out there between the ages of 20 to 64, their credit card debt with 90-plus days that they haven't made a payment, it's 6%, the highest that that group's seen those numbers in the past 21 years. And as a result, the share of Americans aged between 20 and 64, Bob, having credit card debt is that seriously delinquent, hit a record 11%. And then here's one more stat I'll share with your listeners. The share of credit card holders aged 20 to 64 whose debt is 30 days delinquent reached 12%, which is an all-time high. So the cost of everything going up is putting a huge pressure on our listeners that are using their credit cards who can't afford to pay them. And the only thing I will leave with your listeners is...
Did he mean to do that? It sounded like a planned bit, but it wasn't, was it? It sounded like you planned to hang up, but you didn't, did you, David?
No. I tried to dump the call that was coming in, so it went buzz through the interview. I apologize and hung up on you.
That's all right. I just wanted to ask you one more thing about credit cards. Used to be you could call and ask for a lower APR, and once in a while you'd get it. You had to call to do that, but now it seems they never do that anymore, or do they?
Well, it depends on – I'll give you the attorney answer. It depends, right? Depends on the credit card. Depends on your past history with that credit card. Another strategy for our listeners to take advantage of, Bob, is to call their credit card companies when they know they're having challenges before they make that late payment and ask for help, right? And it's the you can't fall off the floor method, right? So if you don't ask, you're never going to get it, and you might as well just ask, and all they could do is say no. So if you're having trouble again – the best time to call somebody for help, me or any other mortgage professional, is before you make that first late payment. Because once you start going down that slippery slope, especially a mortgage payment, Bob, you limit your options to lose the equity in your home by 70, 80, 90%. And most times you have to wait a full year before you can refinance once you get that first late mortgage payment on your credit score.
More Saturday morning here on the radio with David Hochberg. Okay, hit the road.
All right, buddy. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You too.